So music I can do by heart, but the words I cannot. So I met Robert when he was in his second year here, and he was taking my third year course that I was teaching for students in the math and physics specialist program. So most specialist math students don't take usually this course because it's somehow a little bit more applied, but Robert took it because he was very interested in other things and in particular in physical applications. So it was a small class, very relaxed. We had a lot of interaction, and I was pleased also to see that some students of the class were here for Robert this afternoon, and I was very moved by that. Robert was quiet in the class, but you could see from the expression of his face that he understood everything. And when I would ask a question, he would let others respond first before him. But as I looked at the class, at people individually, he would give me a big smile, and his face was like a ray of sun. That meant that he knew the answer. And when asked to explain something, he would explain it very clearly with details, very considerate to others. The other students respected him very much, but it's not that he avoided him because of his superior understanding. On the contrary, they often asked him for help, and he was there to help them very generously. His written work was also written with a lot of care and very elegant fashion. On some occasion, he came to ask me questions as he wanted to understand more deeply some concepts that were not covered in our book. And he was always very kind, polite, and smiling. The group of students in the undergrad specialist program is relatively small, and Robert was very much a part of it. Last year, the math department moved from a new location in the Bahen Center, and there is a large common room in the middle of the department. This common room has been a preferred place for math students to socialize and to work together. And Robert was a very active part of this group. In the last month, he spent a lot of time there with Lucy working together. Robert was very curious, and he took many courses, several at the gradual level. He could have finished after 3 years, but he was not in a hurry to complete his undergrad studies. When we learned on Monday, October 14, of Robert's disappearance from Marie Baptiste, I and several other people of the department were extremely concerned and worried. That week was in fact very difficult, and you could feel a lot of anxiety and tension in the department. Several of the members of the department were in contact with Robert's family. Students were also very much affected by the events. As I said, the math specialist program is small, and there is a close relationship and friendly feelings between students and also between student and staff. That week was a very, very sad period. And for many people, it's still very difficult to accept that Robert has left us. We will remember Robert as an exceptional young man and a caring friend.